So I'd like to call this thought Food Truck Friday. I use sometimes a title like that so that it'll get our interest, pull our minds in. Y'all know what Food Truck Friday is? It's something they do over in Carthage, and I know they do it in other places, other towns, other cities. But they do it every once a month for 6 months, from April through like September in Carthage. And I'm not sure exactly which Friday it is. Maybe it's the second Friday of the month. I just know that I believe it's July the 10th. If you want to go, we'll have a work day at Monarch that day, so just keep that in mind. But Food Truck Friday is something they do. And I want us to think about the surface purpose and then the deeper purpose behind things. Okay? That's the reason I'm bringing this thought out. So this is what it looks like. Food Truck Friday. Well, a wonderful opportunity. 30, 40 food trucks come into town and they all park around Central Park there in Carthage, and you can get everything from barbecue to funnel cakes and everything in between. Fish tacos, I imagine you can get just about anything you would imagine. And it's in an atmosphere where it's recreational. People are buying food probably that they wouldn't normally buy just because the opportunity is there. They even have a band play some music. Somebody sings. I don't know what they sing. Haven't been there to hear that. But I have went and got some of the food off of the food truck before. And you walk around that whole block and it's like, my, there's so much to choose from. I wonder which line is the one I want to stand in. And you think, my, this food must be good over here because there is a long line waiting on a barbecue sandwich or a taco or something. And it seems like that the main purpose of Food Truck Friday is to for people to be able to come and have some of their favorite comfort foods. I don't know. Things that appeal to them. And then maybe another opportunity is so that the food trucks could be kind of in a competition to see who can sell the most food or who can get the most customers. And it's just an exposure for the people that would come and also for the people that sell the food. I mean, that's what it seems like it is. And I think the city charges an entry fee. I don't know if it's $20 a food truck or $50 a food truck. It don't matter. It's not enough, really, for the city to make any money off of it. Because you stop and think about it, this is what I'm thinking of. After the food trucks are gone, there's lots of trash cans full of trash. And there's probably trash on the floor, on the ground. And there might be some other repairs that have to be done. And I'm sure that whatever entry fee or price they paid to come to be part of Food Truck Friday, and all the revenue that changed hands and even sales tax, if there, I don't know how that works, I think all of that would be a wash with what it costs to clean up after it. There's so many people that's there. The grass is probably beat down, and there's a lot of things that have to be done to put the public place back in order. So why do they do it? Because we have questions sometimes of why. And sometimes, the why is, children, you can say, well, why does mama want me to pick up my clothes? Well, it's because mama's just kind of mean and hard to get along with. I mean, that could be a surface thing. I mean, that the children can have that perspective of she just doesn't like me, so I have to clean up the house instead of go outside and play. That could be a surface thing. I don't think that's the reason that Carthage has a food truck Friday. I think it's deeper than that. What do you think it really is? I'll tell you a little bit what I think about. You know, I think the people that organized that, Chamber of Commerce, I don't know who's behind it all, I think they want Carthage to be on the map as a destination point. They want people to come to Carthage because, you know, Carthage has other places besides Central Park and the food trucks. They might say, well, while we're here, let's stop at Lowe's. Well, while we're here, let's go by the grocery store. Those were some really good tacos. I think I can make this something like that, but I need a few things. Let's go by the grocery store. I wonder how many people come to Carthage for Food Truck Friday and buy some gasoline while they're there. You know, the more traffic that the city can generate to come into town, the better. It's not just the entry fee, and it's not just the experience. They're looking for a wider picture. They're trying to benefit. They want you to think, well, it's not Food Truck Friday, but you know, I saw something while I was in Carthage. I think I want to go try that Mexican restaurant. I think it's not that far a drive. I realize now that going to Carthage is really not, doesn't take that long. And I want to go over there to experience whatever it is. They're trying to put Carthage on the map in your head. They're trying to generate attention and attraction. Yesterday, so now I'm going to get to something that's important to us today. Because you didn't come this morning just to hear my thoughts about Food Truck Friday. But really, what I want to talk to you about is, why do we have camp meeting? I was down there yesterday. And from now until after, till the first Saturday of August, I don't have any free Saturdays. Every Saturday, including yesterday, all the way through July, is already off the calendar. I'm obligated. Nobody told me I had to, but it's an obligation I've taken on myself. Why did I do that? Well, I get to see some of my friends. I get to see Brother Mike. And sometimes I think he kind of lives over there. He does a lot of things for the campgrounds. And I went yesterday and got a couple little things done. Why is it that we go to camp meeting? Why do we go to the effort? You know, it's a lot of work involved. I got over there and found out that Brother Larry had been on the mower the whole day before. They just brought him a hamburger and he kept mowing. So that's what Mike said. I don't know, I wasn't there. But it spent all day on the lawnmower. And it still wasn't done. They were still mowing yesterday. Why do we do stuff like that? 10 days. 3 services, 3 typical services a day. Like, kind of like we're having this morning. You can eat food 4 different times during the day. Breakfast, dinner, supper. That's what we call it. And then after night service, if you want to go back for some more, there's probably more food available in the cafeteria after that. That's 4 times in a day. You're not going to go away from camp meeting hungry. There's young people's meetings and children's meetings. ministers' meetings. There might even be a few games of Foursquare for the children. They're going to have, there's a swing set that they can play on for the younger ones. There's a lot of activity. Gives an opportunity for, the food is different every day. It's kind of like going to the food truck Friday, but it's all week long. There's a different set of cooks in the kitchen every day, and there's a different flavor. And you're going to be fed well. Children meet new friends. Young people get to interact on many levels. And a lot of times, lifetime commitments begin at camp meeting between young people. Is that what it's all about? There'll be a number of different ministers present, and some of them you might say, well, I really like to listen to this person preach, or I really like to listen to that person preach. And you might say, well, it's Sunday morning. There's a lot of people here. Brother so-and-so is probably going to be the one that preaches today. It's not a competition. I'll tell you that. The singing will be a little bit different than it is here, just because there's a lot more voices. Maybe the harmony is a little more distinct. I enjoy that. Is that the reason? Is the reason for camp meeting different than Food Truck Friday? It's a good experience. If you like going tried food at the food truck, it's a good experience to go to Food Truck Friday. It's a good experience to go to camp meeting and eat the food. Somebody from Louisiana fixed shrimp and grits for breakfast. Now that's pretty good. I'd like to have it more often. Somebody from another place fix something else. My, that tastes good. It's worth coming to camp meeting for shrimp and grits, or it's worth coming to camp meeting for whatever it was. Their taco salad, that was outstanding. Is that what it's about? Is that our purpose? Well, when this certain preacher preaches, I mean, you can hear him for a country mile. Oh, I love to hear that. Is that the reason? There's a lot of people there. There's people I haven't seen in 20 years. You know, there's occasionally times that people come that I haven't seen in a couple decades or three sometimes. Is that the reason? Why do we have camp meeting? Is it just to expose a large number of people to different ministers? Is that what we're there for? What's the why? Why is it that we do this? Why is it that we'll go work three Saturdays and other days during the year to get things prepared, or it takes a lot of coordination. Somebody's got to decide to bring that stuff to cook. Somebody's got to make the cinnamon rolls like they did yesterday and put them in the freezer so we can have them for the last Sunday morning breakfast. You know, there's people that's depending on you to do that. It takes preparation. What's our purpose? I'd like to turn to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. I'm going to read a little scripture to you now. Hebrews, the 10th chapter. The first part of the chapter is talking about old law, sacrifices, worshiping the Lord in the Old Testament time. We'd like to begin in the 16th verse. It seems to be that the writer here is quoting from Jeremiah, but we won't turn and read that. He says, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. In their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin." So I want to ask us a simple everyday question. When you go and buy something and you pay cash for it, how much do you still owe on it? Anybody? You don't owe anything, do you? How much in debt are we to sin after we've been forgiven for that sin? What did it say here? Having therefore now where remission of sin of this is these is, there is no more offering for sin. You know what they did in the Old Testament time? They went and offered sacrifices because they couldn't live any different. They'd go and offer a sacrifice, and every time it was like, I just want to pay. It's like paying rent. I want to pay some rent. I want to pay rent on an experience of being in fellowship with you, Lord. But Jesus came to give us something different. And this starts getting into the why that we have camp meeting. Oh, I like to be exposed to different people. I like to meet people. I like to have fellowship. All of those things are good experiences for all of us. Just like the barbecue sandwiches on the food truck, it's a good experience. I like to go see people that I haven't saw in a year or a few years or many years. I like to see them again. I like to give them a big old hug. I like to catch up on what's been happening in their life. That's all good. But here's the reason that we go to camp meeting. It's because Jesus come and he paid something where I don't have to continually pay rent on fellowship with the Lord. This is why, one of the reasons why, a sin you must religion is a knockoff religion. It's not the real thing. He paid the price. He said here very plainly that we're remission. If we remit something, we're paying for it, right? You may get a bill in the mail and it may say send remittance and give you an address and an amount. And when we remit it, we pay it. That's what that means. Jesus came, says we're remission of these is, there is no more offering. There's no need to pay rent anymore. Unless you go buy something else. Unless you go get in trouble again with the Lord. He says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, because Jesus came and remitted the price of sin, and we can claim the blood of Jesus, and we can repent, and we can confess, and we can have the bill paid for me and for you. He says, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh. He came and offered his flesh to pay the price where we can be delivered from constantly paying rent on sin. We can be delivered from it. I have a lot of things at my house that I didn't want to pay rent on, so I went and bought it. You know, years ago, I was in my neophyte way. I was trying to hang some sheetrock, and I went and drove from my house in Veneta to Grove and rented a sheetrock jack 5 times, I don't remember, because I can't, you know, I wasn't working on it all the time, one room at a time or something like that. Finally, I went over there and I said, do y'all ever sell any of these? Yeah, we got one out back here, we'll sell you. I said, how much would you sell it to me for? And I bought it for about the same price I was renting it. I don't remember what it was. So I took it home. I still got it. You want to hang some sheetrock? I got a sheetrock jack. All right? Just don't forget where you got it. I bought it. I don't have to rent it anymore. It's mine. I can do with it what I want to. Jesus came and remitted the cost of sin. Well, you don't have to pay any rent anymore. He said by a new and living way, he paid for this with his flesh so you and I can enter into the most holy place, into the presence of God, and have fellowship with him, not some kind of long-distance relationship where we pay rent. It's because he's now my father, and we're his child, and we're brothers and sisters in the Lord. That's why we call one another brother or sister. We do that on purpose because we're all by intent and purpose want to be in the same family, the family of God. He says, and having a high priest over the house of God. Who is that? It's not a man. There's not somebody pulling strings. We want people that go to camp meeting to see that the why behind it all is because Jesus is our high priest. He paid the price. He wants you to be part of that family and be in that fellowship. He says, let us draw near with a true heart. True heart. Face it like it is. This is who I was. But we sing a song sometimes. It's different now. Why is it different? Because Jesus came into our hearts and our lives. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. He wants to clean us up. Nothing like coming home from being engaged in some kind of physical work where we have maybe dust or dirt or grease or grime or sweat or something on us, and there's nothing like coming in and taking a shower and being clean. The Lord wants to clean us up. The why behind all of the camp meeting experience is we want people that come there to get a hold. We want them to be introduced to the destination that we can be cleaned up. We can be different. We don't have to be the same old corrupt conscience that we had before. But our conscience can be cleaned. It can be washed. It can be different. It don't have to be an evil conscience anymore. It says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. The Lord is faithful. He paid the price. He's willing to come and to adopt you and I into the family where we can have that fellowship with the Lord and we're not feeling like we're just going and making an installment plan. One of the slipperiest slopes in our society today is buying something on time. Payday loans and all of that stuff. Lord, help us to rise above that. We can't never get, it's almost impossible to rise out of that. It says, and let us consider one another. That means amongst us here this morning. Let's consider one another to provoke. You children know how to provoke your sibling? I would guess that although however nice you feel like our children are, this morning that's here in service, I would say their parents would say, you know, they do know how to provoke one another. It might be a sharp stick, and it might be a word, it might be a glass of water that gets poured on somebody accidentally on purpose. It could be, I don't know what it is, but they know how to provoke one. They know what irritates. Brendan knows what irritates Titus, and Titus knows what irritates Brendan. It may be leaving the light on when they get in bed, and it may be, I don't know, whatever. It know, there's something. He says, but do this, and let us consider one another to provoke, not to irritation, but to love and good works. One of the whys behind why we have camp meeting is because we want to encourage, would might be a more pleasant word to say, but provoke is pretty aggressive. We only got 10 days out of 365 in a year to provoke one another to love and to good works. Provoke each other to be the best person that we possibly can by the grace and the power of God. Oh, I enjoy the food. I enjoy the fellowship. I enjoy the singing. I'm willing to contribute my energy on work day. But there's more to it than that. It's a deeper why than that. Why do I have camp meeting? Oh, it's not so I, you know, Brother Mike said to me one time, and I'd say this even if he was here, he said, if you got work going on, he said, I'd like to show up, or something to that effect. Wherever there's a project for the cause is, Brother Mike likes to go. This spring, I think he went to Honduras to help them work on a chapel down there. It's Brother Mike, that's what he does. Well, I like having a reputation like that. But it's more than that. There's all those things that need to be taken care of, roofs that need to be fixed and pipes and wires and all of that kind of stuff. But it's more than that. One of the deep things is to provoke one another to love and to good works. To challenge us to be a real child of God and realize that He has a plan that remits the price of sin. And I don't have to have that old ring in my nose any longer. I can be delivered from it by the grace of God. And then he says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What day is he talking about? The day of the judgment, I believe. That's at least part of it. There's going to come a day that we're all going to have to answer to the Lord. Let's provoke one another here this morning to love and to good works. And let's don't forsake coming together. I want you to come not because you like to hear me talk. I want you to come because the Spirit of God can be in our midst and touch our hearts and challenge us to get up just a little bit closer. I want you to be challenged when you're here in this chapel. Say, Lord, how can I be a little better? I want the Lord to be able to speak to your heart and challenge you to be different. Don't be the same person you came in as. Go beyond the surface of saying, oh, I like to hear them sing, or I like to hear that one pray, or I like to hear this one preach, or I like the food that they serve on all day meeting. I'd like for it to be different than that, deeper than that. I'd like for you to get a hold of some of the why. Why do we have service here? Because we want others to realize the power of the gospel. We want to provoke love and to good works. We want you to be able to draw in with a true heart, with full assurance that by the power of God, I can rise above the failures of the past. I don't have to be the angry, hateful, deceitful, wicked person that I was in the past. And one day at a time, sweet Jesus, I'll get a little closer. I'd like to close with a song. I'm going to read the words and we can sing it later. I wouldn't be very good at singing from here. It's number 466. It says, I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. All of us are not capable of remitting the price of sin in ourselves. None of us are. It's Jesus that can do that. It says, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Jesus came to cleanse us, to give us a new life, to help us rise above whatever the failures was. And I literally mean whatever the failure was. If you don't get anything else from what I said this morning, take that home with you. Whatever the failure has been in the past, by the grace of God, we can rise above that. This is why we have camp meeting. This is why we have service. This is why we do all the preparation. This is why we make cinnamon rolls and fix leaky pipes. This is why we cut the grass. This is why we put our money in the offering boxes. This is why we do all that we do. It's because I believe that whatever we've been in the past that's brought us in conflict with God, we can be different. It says, Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper spots. Lord, it's your power that can make me a different person. I may be in a leprous, contagious, irrational, sinful person. You know leprosy is contagious? You know bad attitudes are contagious? You know sinful practices can be contagious? He says, Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper spots. You can take that old wicked nature I had and change it and melt the heart of stone. You had a hard heart? You hadn't been touched with anything. You can ride over or through or whatever other people's feelings and all that. The Lord can change that. Jesus paid it all. He remitted the entire price. It says, since nothing good have I whereby thy grace to claim, I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. We come and bring our miserable unrighteousness to the Lord, and it can be cleansed through the blood of Christ. And we can go away from our interaction with Jesus Christ being a new creature. I'd like to think you go to camp meeting, and because you've been around others that are endeavoring to do the right thing, you come away being a better person. But that's superficial. At the best, it's superficial. I'm going to tell you, if you go spend 10 days at camp meeting and you come away thinking, my, that was good. I got it now. If you didn't make connection with the God, you're going to start losing it at the first gas station or the intersection you come to. You're going to start losing it. We got to make contact with the Lord and have our sins remitted and made white by the blood of the Lamb. The fourth verse says, and when before the throne I stand, and him complete, I lay my troubles down, my trophies down. all down at Jesus' feet. Why would you do that? Because the chorus says Jesus paid it all. He's the one that paid the price where I can be different. Amen. He's the one that is the why behind it all. Why would you give up 4, 5, 6 Saturdays in a row? Why would you do that? Oh, it's not just so somebody can come along and pat you on the back, say, I really like you. It's deeper than that. The why behind it all is that Jesus paid the price where we can be different. We don't have to be that old wicked person that we used to be in. We don't have to have those constant hang-ups. I believe the Lord has got a victory, and that we may get it one battle at a time, but He's got a victory for us that'll make us want to say hallelujah. He's got it for us, dear ones, and that's the why behind camp meeting. Food Truck Friday. It's a lot bigger picture than just getting people and food trucks at the park. It's a lot bigger than that. In the city, if they got any planning at all, has got a lot bigger plan than just getting people and food trucks at the park. And the plan for camp meeting is a lot bigger than just getting people and preachers at the same place. I want to see people really have victory in their hearts and in their lives, because that's the secret. I don't know, maybe the better song would be to sing It's Different Now. Can we sing that? You pray for me. I want to be faithful.